Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling of bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and this video is part four in my four-part series on how to use the internet to bring you more guests, more fun, and more money. So if you've been frustrated and overwhelmed by so much conflicting advice out there on how to really use the internet for your benefit, then this series of four videos will help you. Now let's recap. There are four basic principles of using the internet to bring you more guests, and they are: number one, build a list; number two, nurture and care for that list; number three, provide regular content for that list; and number four, make offers to that list. So let's recap. In part one of this series, we talked about why you need to build a list, and I took you through the steps of how to build a list by identifying the guests you'd most like to welcome and where to find them on Facebook, and then creating what's known as a lead magnet for them to download. In part two, I showed you why you need to nurture and care for your list by providing a series of emails that go out automatically once somebody has opted in, so you build the know, like, and trust factor. And in part three, I showed you how to provide regular content for that list so that you stay top of mind. And in this video, I'm going to show you how to make offers to your list. So this is where most people get a bit jittery and are afraid of annoying people. But you know, here's the thing. Now that you've taken the trouble to gather new friends, which means start building a list of people who are interested in what you offer, and you've built the know, like, and trust factor in your follow-up, and you're now providing regular content for your list to consume, you've now earned the right to make an offer to them. If you don't bother with steps 1, 2, and 3, and you're online going straight for the booking, it's like expecting sex on the first date. You may get lucky, but you probably won't. So how do you make an offer to your new people now on your list? Step one, depending on how many people are there and how long you've been building, will dictate what you do next. You could survey them and ask them what they're interested in, and then create that. If you do this, you're more likely to hit the jackpot because you're offering something that they're asking for, that they've identified. Step two, if you don't want to do a survey or you don't have enough people on your list right now, you could offer a first-time discount code, especially because they've never been before and you want to show them what you've got. If you're going this route, then use some of your reviews to back up what you say about yourself, because social proof is worth a lot more than what we say about ourselves. Step three, make your offer time limited so that they have to take some action within a given period of time or they miss out. Human nature hates missing out. So if you're appealing to their natural tendencies to say yes to your offer, you're more likely to get a booking. And if you're still feeling slightly queasy about making offers to your list, then register now for my next masterclass, where I'll show you how to do this with integrity, as well as other proven and tested strategies that will add at least 25% to your income in one season while you have more fun. Click on the link below to register, and I'll see you there. And if you've liked this video, then hit the subscribe button to be the first to be notified when I post the next one. See you soon.